Anyway, members of this mob of cutthroats began to call themselves Catrist. That means mental doctor. So the people became Cyclos, or brains, and the Catrist, or mental doctor, was the real hidden government. They taught all the children. They inspected every citizen. They suppressed religion. They told people how to think. Oh, I was stupid. There's no excuse for what I did.
He fell silent.
But this Catrist was raising so much row. I should not blame my mother. I should never have blamed her.
He paused again and drew a long breath.
It just blurted out. I said, they are not animals.
He shuddered, and after a while said,
so that began my exile. Now you know.
What Johnny now knew was that that mob of frauds was stark, staring insane.
Well,
said Soth, coming out of his despondency,
if that isn't why you're here, why are you? An old ruin like me has nothing to offer.
Johnny decided to dive in.
You obviously know mathematics.
Suspicion clouded Soth's already rheumy gaze.
How did you know my hobby was mathematics? It isn't in my record. I paid a female clerk 500 credits once to see it, and I know.
The mystery of it threw him. Then he solved it.
Ah.
He swept his paw down the bookshelves.
My books.
Then he clouded over again.
But they're mostly outer language books, and very few people can read them. A lot of the races are even dead. Come.
He pleaded.
Tell me why you're here.
I want you to teach me about cyclomathematics.
There was a sudden tension in Soth. He seemed to become confused. Then it seemed to clear away.
Nobody has asked me to teach them anything for 130 years. You're an alien race, but what does it matter? There are hardly any cyclos left. What do you want to know?
The tension slid out of Johnny. He'd made it.